This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But yes, so we are getting to a morning break away later. At the same much early level, we would see Izaguena. So, and I'm going to see a producer, Grace Malishua, and then there's another person. So, what do we have today?
Yeah, guys, I really, really do need advice because I feel like this issue is getting more serious. Yeah, but, guys, I've been trying. Yeah. I know my abandonment was, you know, like, do this. Guys, I've tried everything. Yeah,
so, this is your last resort.
Yeah, Satan will go to Pelang, you collab, Nobang, you palang, you collab. Yeah. So, like, I'm writing, okay, DM Viloga had the passing him calling you Bungan. DM Viloga had Deb. I'm writing this in moments of stress. I am very, very, very heavy. And I wish I could talk to someone about it. As much as life may seem as if it's under control, and as much as I portray like these moments of being fun and goofy, and I'm that goofy girl to be around, a lot is undergoing at this point in time. I feel very overwhelmed by the surroundings, and I always want moments of isolation. And moments of isolation isn't as much as it should be. It's not a norm to be isolated. It's academics, it's work, and it's being around people that seem to be a drag at this point in time. Everything seems to be intact, but not at all. A lot of things are going well for me, but as far as it goes, I'm not in the celebratory spirit as of yet. Yes, I know I might be the one who recommends professional psychological help, but trust me, I've been there, I still am, but it doesn't seem to work as well as I thought it is. I am trying, really, I am trying, but it is going downhill from this point onwards.
If I may ask, which one could you say is the most stressful one? Because you mentioned academics, work.
For me, work is a place where I find sense of relief. But recently, I feel like everything shares an equal amount of stress on me. You know, yes, I love being obligated to do something, but it is a drag. I hope people are not taking this in the wrong way.
Yes, because you did mention even people around. Why do you still have those people around that are there to track you down? Because I think that should be the first step, like getting rid of those people.
You know when people try to be there for you, but you're like, guys, I know you'll want to be there, but can we just take a break? Now it feels like it's very bad. It sounds very bad when you tell, because all the time people would call, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good, we're just checking up on you. I'm like, yeah, as much as your guys are there, can you just like slack back a little bit?
Yes, because I feel like you want to deal with it on your own first before,
but also dealing with it alone, I feel like it's not the ideal option, because yes, I'm alone, and then what? Because me talking to me right now, I don't think I have a solution for myself. You know. Yeah, don't stress. Okay. I don't have suicidal thoughts. No, I don't.
It's just talking about it. I think that is the first step, talking
like,
about
it. I am very overwhelmed. Yes, I do seem like, you know, the fun vibes. Guys, there's a lot that goes behind it, you know.
And I want to say, the people who smile the most are the ones that are actually going
through a lot. That is very
true. They cover
true.
It behind the smile.
Very true. Like I will tell you, you know, when you go back to your own space, reality hits from the get-go. You're like, okay, now what happens? You know? So, yes, man, I do need help, guys. It's going down, down, down.
But surely it's going to go up at some point,
hopefully,
I'm sure.
Hopefully.
And maybe you should continue with counseling.
Yeah, I will. Even though my psychologist is on leave. Ish. You see, another problem.
How come?
You see, another problem. Another
but
problem.
Can't they like substitute with someone?
They did. And funny enough, the lady they gave me is the lady I started out with. And I've always wanted her. So I feel like the next session is going to go well. Hopefully, I'll come back with a different response.
Yes, you hopefully you will come back. The pressure has been lifted,
you know,
and your spirits has been lifted, and you are doing better. And, you need to get rid of a lot of things in your life.
But I feel like also they help me out in terms of maintaining myself. Regulating back to balance, you know, the academics. Because academics for me, it's easy go. Because I don't think I have that much of a problem. Mm. I think I have everything under control in terms of studying ahead, all of that. The problem starts when you go back to rest. Hey, you're like,
then
oh
reality
my gosh,
hits.
What now? Ish. Yeah, it's that deep. It's really, it really is that deep. And I feel like it could be that someone else is going through what I'm going through, and Nayagazi. So I'm like, let me just talk about it. It is that deep, guys. It really is that deep. And as much as I would say, Guti, just focus on yourself until, guys, that thing doesn't work, man. It really doesn't work.
It's very deep. I don't even know what advice to give right now.
It really is that deep.
I'm shocked. It's easy to give an advice to someone who is sending a message, but someone who is right here in front of me, it becomes difficult. It becomes difficult to give an advice because I'm sure some people can attest to this. So it's in a message, bueno, you don't see like there is something wrong because you always see you're smiling and you're going to class, you're going to maybe going to the clinics, maybe to do something, peer educated.
It is very deep. I feel like, you know, even having to talk about it, you know, there's a lot of unspoken things that people go through that are that deep. Mm. And when you sit down and listen, you're like, oh, yes, my problem is very small. So, I really don't know what to say.
Yes, and people won't understand really because they see, because of one we radio and maybe everything is going great on the radio.
Like, you know, every time when I talk, they're like, oh no, you like exaggerating. I'm like, you know, at times I get that I exaggerate stuff. But man, I don't know how to bring people back to reality and be like, guys, no, I'm not exaggerating. Man. It is what it is, and it is what I say it is at this point. Yeah? Well, I feel like I've been a goofy clown person for a long time, so now people are stuck up with their mentality.
They don't know when you are actually like serious.
Yes, so guys, let's just just find me on the socials and talk to me, guys.
Yes, surely you have someone who is close to you, a friend. This is like really, you know, we have friends, and then we have like someone who is really close to us.
You know,
that you can speak
I know
to.
This is going to sound bad, but I don't like proclaiming people as friends from the get-go because I avoid getting hurt in the process. I am a person who loves too much. You know, I love people to that extent. So I don't want to proclaim anyone as my friend as yet because I feel like every time I do that, they just bounce back. So I don't have friends. I have people that I live with, people that I love. And also, you know, this thing of friends is very wrong. So rather have...
And it's a strong word.
Exactly.
But people take it slightly.
But it's a very strong word. As much as Ngitimina, I don't like having friends. I rather have people that I love and care about. That is better. And it's also safe. So when you say friends,
okay, it's
what if I say
you're
my friend? Gantu Muntu Atiena. No, it's not my friend. What then?
Let's just say it's people we know.
Exactly.
It's people we know. Nothing I should say. So it's a colleague.
You're my family. You know,
we are like your second family.
Exactly. Home away from home.
We are your family. So we care. And we are very glad that you are sharing this with us. And also the whole of Ihlanganani family. Don't cry.
But
the whole of Ihlanganani family. So to the whole of Ihlanganani family, at home also, if you have an advice for Grace Rams, share with us on 0681608832.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.